3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Sitting in a chair in the back room and waiting for your name to get called on a big platform?
Of course. I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are draftable. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's Aim in the mic. And we can't say that. WWE used it on SmackDown. So unless we get to sue them for using the SmackDown Lowdown, we can't use the Lowdown anymore, okay?
We've been here first, but what we could do is thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Yeah, you guys know we were here first.
Exactly. Now, we're going to run down the full, like, just give our thoughts on the WWE draft, what happened, the call-ups, and the implications of this all. Now, I want to first start off with... Do we want to start off with SmackDown? Do we want to start off with Raw? What do we
SmackDown
feel?
Because it was the first night of the draft.
Okay. Fair. So as it stands right now, the SmackDown roster includes the Bloodline, which is Roman, Solo, and Paul Heyman, Bianca Belair, who is the current Raw Women's Champion. I assume they're doing a swap there.
Maybe. Because she is coming from Raw to SmackDown. We also got Becky, who's staying on Raw.
That's interesting. We got the Street Profits. We got Edge, Bobby Lashley. What if it's both our guys, but you know, you like the OC. But yeah, the full OC, AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, and Mia Yim are on SmackDown now.
The hell that AJ Styles. Bill, baby. I was really excited. AJ did hurt his ankle, broke his ankle, I believe, back in December. Missed out WrestleMania and all that. And to see him be... I wasn't expecting him to be drafted, but they're like the whole OC. So like Karl Anderson, Luke Gallows. I think this is the first time they're going to be on SmackDown with AJ Styles. I'm so happy that group isn't broken up. I'm so happy that they're sticking together. Give me heel OC, please.
Well, I'm personally thinking that is your summer program for Roman, AJ Styles.
I think that's a War Games match.
Ooh, that is good. I like that. But then who's going to be the women in the Bloodline?
No, it's not. It's 4-4. You have Jay, Jimmy, Solo, Roman, and then you have AJ, Carl, Luke, and then somebody else. Do you?
Finn.
Finn's on Raw, though, with...
He
has his own group.
Yeah, he does. A surprising pick for SmackDown. The current NXT Women's Tag Team Champions, Alba Fire and Ila Dawn. I am very surprised at this. And for what it's worth, it seems as if through the whole draft, NXT was sucked dry of all their talent.
You saw Shawn Michaels' reaction.
Yeah.
You're there when Road Dogg was like, oh, if you hate that, you're going to hate this. He literally just threw up his thing. He's like, I quit. I'm done. I'm done with tonight. With all my guys, all my ladies getting drafted to SmackDown. Also, staying on SmackDown is Hit-Ro and Lacey Evans.
Great. I'm so excited.
You're so excited. Yay. Woo.
Well,
and then Drew going to, and SmackDown so got Lashley. And lost Drew McIntyre.
Because Drew's going around. I mean, I want to know what they're doing with Drew. Because there was the whole thing, his contract is expiring, yeah. And he's not going to renew.
I was shocked to see his name to be on that platform, honestly.
Yeah, he could have been a free agent, which that free agent list is pretty interesting to me.
Yeah, Omos, your boy.
Omos Sabre.
I'm actually kind of upset. They didn't do NXT. I want to see a year where Raw and SmackDown stars can go to NXT just to help the young. Yeah, it's developmental. It's not considered a third brand, but just help development those talents, like raise them up.
It could be a third brand if they just put the star power on there.
Also, I'm just gonna run down the free agents real quick.
Yeah, for
Baron Corbin, who was on Raw. Went undrafted last night too. Brock Lesnar, Triple H announced that he is a free agent status, and so he can go up here for both brands. Cedric and Shawn to consider as a tag team. So they're a free agent. So, you know, her business can technically show up on SmackDown whenever now. Because Omos is also a free agent. So that could work. Dolph Ziggler is also a free agent. Elias is a free agent, which is interesting. But we're going to get into that when we go to night two. Mustafa Ali, I said Omos and MVP. Von Wagner out of nowhere. Being,
I don't get the hype around him. But anyway, go finish the list.
And then Xavier Quinn is also... Yeah. A free agent as well, which many people thought Bron Breakker was going to be drafted, which I don't get because he just turned heel, so he has more miles in him over in NXT.
Yeah, well, speaking of NXT, a couple more people who made their way to SmackDown are Pretty Deadly, the former tag
that
champs.
That was Night One, though.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a SmackDown roster.
Oh, yeah, true.
I just like this team. I think they're great. You know, we had conversations, I think it was a couple podcasts ago, about Tyler Breeze potentially coming back and being a stable.
You have him on the roster. You have him on a Papa Down Down, which is owned by WWE. Just put him there. It's right there. Another person on SmackDown, you might be happy, is now SmackDown will officially feel the Grayson Waller effect coming Friday night SmackDown.
Bro, I am so happy. I'm a little upset he went out just straight losing to everybody like Johnny Gargano. Of course, this last time he faced Carmelo Hayes. I just love Grayson Waller. He seems like that superstar that has no filter. And whenever you put him in front of a mic, you don't know what he's going to say. I would love to see him interact with Roman. I'd love to see him interact with AJ Styles. I mean, the whole list here, even like Rey Mysterio is now on SmackDown with the LWO. Austin Theory, that could be a good little match right there.
I would love it if they would do this. Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, and LA Knight as a group.
That's fair.
I like my assholes, and like those two guys are the biggest assholes on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to see that. Oh my god! All my three favorite characters, all my three favorite superstars are on one brand. Yes, I'm excited. It was a good day for me.
Well, it could be an even better day whenever we go to the moon because the man himself just rose up. Like out of nowhere again, Cameron Grimes is now on SmackDown,
and he's got to take SmackDown to the moon. If Roman kills him, if Roman murders him, I swear to God, Roman's like, I'm going to challenge anyone. I could see him on SmackDown. Any new superstar who wants to come challenge me, come. Cameron Grimes is going to come, and Roman's just going to murder. He's going to do what he did to Sammy and Kevin, just murdered those guys, murder him. Oh no.
Make an example out of him.
Also, before you go on, I wanted to know, when did Riddick Marks get his name back?
That just happened.
Okay, like, I was about to say, like, when they were calling him Mad Card Mobs and out of nowhere, they're like, oh, Riddick Marks, he's not a free agent. Out of everyone that they could have put up there, they were like, oh no, Riddick Marks, we're going to put him on the screen. Like, come on.
Yeah, you know, it's whatever. But now moving on to the Raw roster, of course, Cody Rhodes, you said Becky Lynch, Matt Riddle, Drew McIntyre, The Miz, Shinsuke Nakamura, you know, we got Candice LeRae.
Yeah, Shinsuke, sorry to cut you off, I just realized it's been 6 years since he was on SmackDown. So this is the first time he's going on to Raw.
Wow. That's something you never know. Yeah. You mentioned something, and it sparked something in my head. You know, Rhea Ripley is now on Raw. Great.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Also, she was drafted separate from the Judgment Day.
That's exactly my point. That's exactly my point. And this involves my other favorite superstar, Gunther, who's now on SmackDown with Imperium.
No, he's on Raw. You said they're on SmackDown.
They went from SmackDown to Raw.
To Raw, yeah.
Why wasn't it just the Judgment Day?
You know what I want? You know, I know why. And you want to hear it out? They want to prove they're like, oh, she's the number one draft pick. Her singly being the number one instead of being drafted with a group and kind of diminishing the proof. Be like, oh, Raw's first pick is a woman, and it's by herself because she don't need no man's plural.
I get that.
Also, the heat that Dominic was getting, the crowd was not letting him. You cannot tell me my man is not the best heel on this show.
Very much so. Very much so. Now, I just want to take a quick second to run down the NXT names, because this is an interesting list of people. So up first, we got the NXT Women's Champion, Indy Hartwell, coming over to Raw. We got Apollo Crews. We got
back coming to Raw. But also, before you cut off, the Way is on Raw.
Potentially, there is yeah, hope.
Give me a high five. Come on. Yeah, there we go.
There is a chance. Now, a superstar that I am very high on. It's just NXT UK for me. Stop. Indy sure made their way back on Raw somehow. but JD McDonagh, I am so happy this man is on Raw. And speaking of, there was that rumor Finn wants to add an extra person to Judgment Day. Please. JD McDonagh.
So who would be a tag team if JD McDonagh was on Raw during Judgment Day? Who, because you know Finn's going to be the head champion, like the leader. So who's going to be going for the IC title and who's going to be partner this team? Who would you want? Would you want Dominic and JD McDonagh, Dominic and Damian Priest? I would want JD McDonagh solely going for the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, that's a good shout. I like that.
I thought you were going to say Damian Priest because that's your boy.
I do like him as like a solo star, but you know.
Explain this guy to me, NXT. Odyssey Jones. The hype on him.
He's just a big athletic dude. Big meaty man.
You cannot fill the void that Keith Lee left in me, filling him with another man like this. Not the same.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
It's like, we want Keith Lee, but we have Keith Lee. Look, right here.
Yeah, it's like, we have Keith Lee at home. Don't worry about it. But Zoe Stark is now on the main roster for Raw. What else we got here? Anything of note? Well, Braun Strowman and Ricochet were drafted as a tag team.
Even though not really our team, but anyway, Tegan Knox has been drafted to Raw.
Yes, that's a good pickup. I like that.
And Los Lotharios to Raw as well.
It's just those teams.
You don't like the Los Lotharios?
I liked Angel Garza whenever he was cruiserweight champion, and he was kind of like that show off Eddie Guerrero.
He won the cruiserweight title.
Yes, he did.
I did not remember that.
Yeah, man, you see the things you miss. But
I think that's everyone, right? Zaya Quinn is a free agent.
Yes.
Let's see who I want to make sure. Indy Shore. Akeo Tozawa is, I don't know why he got drafted. They don't use him.
Oh, Emma. Here we go. Women's tag team here. Katana Chance and Caden Carter are now on the main roster.
Oh, yeah. And they're facing Aba Fire and Yellow Chick on this week's, at the moment, I don't know who won, but they're defending the title against those two on
NXT. Makes zero sense that they're both going to the main roster. Like, what's the deal? Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge. one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe BL.
But also, the WWE women's tag titles, Liv Morgan and Raquel Gonzalez, are also on Raw. So it's like, maybe they put the titles separate to SmackDown and have it the NXT titles separate to Raw. I don't know. It's going to be weird. But also, can we also miss it? Kevin and Sammy are on Raw. Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso on SmackDown. I kind of wish they did it the vice versa. I have the Usos on Raw and Kevin and Sammy on SmackDown.
This is the thing now. They made a separate title because Roman is Roman.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume they're unifying the Universal and WWE championships into like one consolidated thing.
Yeah.
What are we doing with the SmackDown and Raw tag team champions? Is there going to be a world and then a...
Yeah, like I said in the last podcast, if you guys haven't listened, go check that out. Raw's going to have the War Tag Team titles, and SmackDown's going to have the Tag Team titles. I think back, like, how the Roots of the Aggression had it, with War Tag Team. I hope it's the same design, because I really like those designs. But that's what is rumored to be. Those titles are going to be coming to Raw and SmackDown, as well as new women's champions for SmackDown and new women's champions for Raw. Many people thinking they're just going to be dropping the name Raw and SmackDown for the titles. Asuka has also been drafted to SmackDown from Raw. She and New Day as well.
So I'm looking at all these rosters and I'm looking at Raw's picks and SmackDown's picks. It seems like a good set of talent. Now, you mentioned something in the last podcast about how NXT should have their own little part of this draft, which I think would be amazing, because NXT just lost their women's champion, their women's tag champs, and then talents like Grayson Waller, Apollo Crews, you know, need be. He's a great talent in ring. But, like, you're losing these people, and it's like, all right, who's stepping up? Like, people are saying that Tiffany Stratton should step up and be the NXT women's champion.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
I think she's great in the ring, but as far as women's tag champs go, I'm not really too sold on them keeping Carmelo Hayes and Braun Breaker on the NXT roster throughout the year. I think that's after SummerSlam thing.
No, I think these have more mileage than that. Granted, because remember we had Finn and Shinsuke in NXT for the longest time, so like I'm okay for keeping them down in NXT longer. As well, there's something I mentioned in the last podcast that I wanted to say. Rick Boogs was drafted to SmackDown, not with Elias, and him and Elias were teaming. I hope that goes into a storyline now with that. And also, Rick Boogs' render for that draft pick was amazing. Did you see that render?
Perfect.
It was the best render. And yeah, also a quick rundown: Karrion Kross is on SmackDown. Trish Stratus is on Raw. Ronda and Shayna now to Raw. They got drafted from SmackDown. Karrion Kross is on SmackDown. Bronson Reed is still on Raw. And Alpha Academy is still on Raw.
You know, remember that whole thing leading up to the draft? They were like, oh, your favorite teams can be split up in the draft. What team was split up?
You know, they wanted to split up Alpha Academy and everyone won. And they're like, there's going to be backlash for that. Or maybe they realized they don't have enough tag teams. They're like, maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's the case. But Raw and SmackDown, those are your rosters. I think it's good. It's more or less how the year books out and how they book feuds. But I'm fairly confident in what they got here.
So real quick, there are some wrestlers not included in either draft pools. And they weren't even considered free agents. So those superstars are Alexis Bliss, which she's inactive due to skin cancer. The best wishes for her. Aaliyah, she's inactive due to unknown reasons. Big E, of course, neck injury, fully recovery. Bray Wyatt as well, with Uncle Howdy due to Wyatt's absence.
Are they counting Uncle Howdy as like a talent?
Yeah, Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy.
Lol.
Male, they consider a male tag team. Carmella, because she's now pregnant.
Yes.
Gable Stevens, who was drafted to Raw at the last draft, but yet to make his apparent debut match.
I just don't get it.
Logan Paul, part-time contract. He's considered a free agent. R-Truth, because of torn quadricep during the match against Grayson Waller in NXT. Randy Orton, as we mentioned before, back injury. Robert Roode, due to neck surgery. Shanky, inactive to unknown reasons. And Tommaso Ciampa, inactive to hip injury. So where would you put these superstars, besides Gable Stevens and Logan Paul, because they're not going to use any of those guys?
I heard leading up to the draft that Ciampa was going to reunite with Johnny and reform DIY.
Give me the way.
No, I'm a DIY guy. But I would put, I guess, Shanky with Indusher. I don't know. That's a whole other mess. I do like Logan Paul as a free agent, only for the fact he's only going to be used for like the Saudi shows, the bigger like SummerSlams of the world.
Ooh, Shanky?
Of course. Everyone wants to come see Shanky. Veer is coming to Raw.
He came to NXT, he made a mess, and now he's coming to Raw once again. This time
to make another mess.
Yeah. You know, like we said, Robert, we all thought Robert was going to come back after the night after Mania. We find out that he was postponing the surgery. He's just getting it now.
He's going to be out for the rest of the year. And they said that him and Randy might be.
Yeah, well, Randy's 15-50. Like, he is coming back. He's not coming back. There's rules, blah, 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 and all that.
I guess another superstar we got to talk about, because it just seems like he's always finding a way.
He's being drafted to multiple companies now.
He is the definition of a free agent. That's not really a free agent because he's still with AEW. But CM Punk randomly appeared at a Raw. Of course, albeit it's in Chicago. You know, that's his whole thing.
That's the thing. He was in Florida too, doing he was doing commentary for this fight thing. And then he was like, oh, he went on a plane to go back to Chicago and he met all these other superstars. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm not doing anything in Chicago. Let me just show up.
You know me. I was a big CM Punk fan. Keyword was. And then there's a whole...
I mean, you still have that plaque. You still have the plaque behind you.
Yeah, where he retained his WWE championship at the Mania, where he should have main evented. Yeah, he just appeared at Raw. I don't know the reasoning. He was asked to leave by Vince, but apparently he met with talents like The Miz. There was that video of him with Tamina. He met with Triple H.
He had a conversation with Paul.
What?
Like, and then Paul said, the big man said, you can't stay.
Like, why? I just want to, like, it could just boil down to he wants to see his old friends, and sure, whatever.
Well, but they said
Triple H.
They said that they were trying to make he was trying to make amends as well,
which is good.
I would never have thought he would have talked to Triple H. And like,
yeah, that's the one thing.
Yeah, like I get it, and talk to The Miz, say apologize to him, but to meet with Paul Levesque, like that's crazy.
And it's like, you know, Ricky Starks was backstage. He was a contracted AEW wrestler. For Cody, I think it was either at the Rumble or Mania, I think.
It was Mania.
There was that like video cam footage of him backstage. And it's like nothing was said there. But of course, I guess because it's CM Punk, he's so divisive, whatever. But then he didn't stop there. He kind of went on a world tour and he appeared backstage at Impact. And he was meeting with like Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné now. Trinity, I'm trying to remember her new ring name. I think Trinity is her ring name now.
Yes.
Naomi was her old name. But yeah, like he's just appearing backstage at these shows randomly. And it's like, why? You know, people are saying it's to get like buzz around him for his AEW return.
I think so. Because he still has, like we say, we still have contracts with it, and we're supposed to have a third AEW brand called Collision, which he's supposed to be in it as well. Like, I don't know, but he talked to Jericho, he talked to Tony. The Bucks and Omega don't want anything to do with him. Just give me put him on Raw so him and Seth can just fight it out.
Called him a cancer in the locker room. I don't get it. Like, out of all the wrestling news we got like recently, that is the most random one. And you never think CM Punk would just show up backstage at a Raw. Granted, it's in Chicago, it's his town, but like
the amount of times that Raw was in Chicago and there was no buzz of Triple H, no buzz of Punk showing up there. Never say never in WWE. That's like a gimmick thing to say, but it's actually true. Never say never with WWE superstars coming back.
It's also like a weird time. Like, he could have, like, for the past year, Triple H was in charge, and Triple H, he could have went over during one of those Raws in Chicago. But now, given the fact that they're doing the merger, they're doing Vince back in charge, it's like, you're showing up now?
Well, you know what I think it was? You know, during the Triple H era, which I think we're still in the Triple H era, kind of, sort of, he was having that fall brawl incident. I like to call it the fall brawl because there was a brawl that happened in All Out incident. I think, you know what it is? I think since you're on this sabbatical / injury recovery, you have a lot of time to rethink and try to find yourself. Granted, when COVID happened and everybody was on a sabbatical, I figured out what I had to do. And then I think that incident with the backstage brawl and all that kind of mellowed CM Punk a little bit. And he was like, okay, maybe I should fix all this. Because they said Punk has fallen in love with wrestling again since coming back to all AEW. So maybe Punk wants to come back to WWE.
That would be...
All hell will freeze over if Punk, if you heal cult of personality, come out. I really hope Punk comes back to AEW solely because I want to finish the story with Punk and Jeff Hardy.
Not even Jeff Hardy, MJF. They were supposed to have a big old feud.
Yeah, but like, I don't think that's gonna ever like follow up on it, because now MJF is now a part timer now. But tell me that when after the whole incident with Jeff Hardy, you can't tell me Punk coming back and bringing that up. Oh, finish the story.
But what we will do is finish this episode of the Get Comfy Lowdown. You can catch more episodes every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Bleav Network. I have been Kalo, joined by the one and only
I'm on the mic,
and we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.